Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's sad, you know, that a lot of times that people, if they're not up on it, they're down on it. If it's not something they've experienced, then it's wrong. Well, there's a whole lot of things you hadn't experienced, and I haven't experienced, right? But no, thank God. Speaking with tongues, inspired utterance in an unknown tongue is for every child of God. It is for every believer. Did you hear me now? Somebody says, well, I don't. Well, you can. Well, I've been prayed for 93 times. That means nothing. It means 93 times you didn't know how to receive or yield. Did you hear me? And I know what I'm talking about. Because I was a virtual expert at tarrying for years. I was prayed for I don't know how many times. I spent I don't know how many hours tarrying with no results and left not speaking in tongues. And the only thing was wrong was my head. Had nothing to do with the will of God. It was my ignorance. Not knowing how to receive, not knowing how to yield. I'm going to say it again, very boldly, with no apology now, being filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues is for every child of God. Amen. Every man, every woman, every young person. If you don't, it's still for you. You can. Amen. Don't take my word for it. Get in this book. Study. Seek God about it. Don't miss out. I was a Christian for years who didn't speak with tongues. Now I've been a Christian for many years more who does speak with tongues. So I have some experience about this, right? And I can tell you without hesitation, with is much better. Much better. Thank God for the promised Holy Spirit. Thank God. One of the big reasons Jesus hung on the cross, paid the price and redeemed us so we could receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, Brother Keith, are you saying that we're not saved if we don't speak in tongues? You'd have had to jump through mental hoops to come to that conclusion. I said, no such a thing. I was thoroughly saved and did not speak in tongues. In fact, the fullness of the Spirit is not available to unbelievers. It's only available to believers, people who do believe. So no. Well, Brother Keith, are you saying I'm a substandard Christian if I don't speak in tongues? Again, you'd have to just invent that out of air.
Yes, that's right.
You know we didn't say anything like that.
Amen.
Oh, but don't be robbed. Don't miss out. Don't miss out. How many tongue talkers in the house today would encourage other people? Hey, come on in. Come on in. Oh, what a difference in your life.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
What a difference in your life. So here he says, this is the promise. We've seen it in Isaiah and we've seen it in Job. Keep reading. He said, it'll come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. On how many?
All.
How many?
All.
Now what we just got through saying? Everybody.
Everybody.
I'll pour out my Spirit. Now notice, somebody said, well, yeah, when you're born again, you have the Spirit. He didn't say you'd have the Spirit inside. What did he say? See, here's a key word. I will pour out my Spirit, what?
Upon.
Not within. Upon. Yeah, when you're born again, you have the Spirit within. But then there is an endowment of power from on high. The Holy Spirit coming upon you. Anointing you for service and prayer and to be a witness. Glory be to God. I understand some things are just better felt than told. You try to explain it, but till you've experienced, you just don't know. So no, there's the Spirit, and that's a whole nother seminar. The Spirit within and the Spirit upon. Now, the prophecy and the promise is that he's going to pour out his spirit, what?
Upon
all flesh. And what's going to happen? Sons and daughters are going to prophesy. You know, on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit came on them, they spoke. Right? And here prophecy is speaking. And this is the indication of being filled. Just like the gas tank on your car. How could you tell your tank was full even if your gas gauge was broken? Would there be any way you could know for sure that your tank was full? How could you tell? Simple. Pull up to the pump. Get the nozzle out and stick it in the inlet in the mouth. Is that right? And start pumping. And what if you're not sure if it's full or not? Should you stop and go, Lord, I just can't tell. Is it full? Is it half full? Is it a... Just keep pumping. Just keep pumping. Is that right? Yeah. Just keep pumping and keep pumping. And when that tank gets full enough, what's going to happen? Yeah. It's going to start kicking back out of the mouth.
Yes.
Is that right? And when you get full of the Spirit, it's going to start affecting your mouth. It's going to start kicking back out of your mouth in tongues, in prophecy, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And the Spirit-filled life is this life of being filled. People use that phrase, Spirit-filled, far too loosely. They really do. Spirit-filled church, Spirit-filled this, Spirit-filled ministry, Spirit-filled business, Spirit-filled, Spirit-filled. It's just a name. It's a label now. And you hear people say things like this, you know, did you hear about that pastor so-and-so? He ran off with the piano player and the building fund. And you know, he's Spirit-filled. Not that day. And probably not a lot of days before that. Yeah, but I heard him talking in tongues the day before, like I said. Not that day and not several days before. Because Spirit-filled people don't do stuff like that. That's flesh-filled people. Right? Full of the flesh, full of the lust and desire of the flesh. And if you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Is that what the Bible said? So we know if people really are being filled with the Spirit on a continuous basis, then they're not going to be ruled by their fleshly and carnal desires. Right?
Amen.
So even if you got filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues half the night 30 years ago, that's no indication that you've been full of the Spirit in a month or a year. Did you hear me now? Oh, he's there. He hadn't left you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. But depending on how much you yield to him versus how much you yield to your flesh, day to day, you're going to be more or less Spirit-filled. Sadly, a whole lot of people are less. How would you know? How would you know if you're staying pretty full? Huh? We'll hear it. It's going to kick back out of your mouth. It's going to kick back out of your mouth. Tongues and prophecy and psalms and hymns and so on. And that, you know, that doesn't mean you're a prophet. It just means you're full of the Spirit. Right? Well, some people like it and some folks just don't know yet. So. We're reading Scripture now, right? He said, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And when he pours out his Spirit, what would happen? Sons and daughters would prophesy. Old men will dream dreams. Young men will see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. Now this is another way of saying everybody. Right? Not just the rich and influential. Not just the prophets and the priests. As servants. Handmaids. Right? Dishwashers and plowers. Floor sweepers. Right? Everybody, servants, handmaids, what's going to happen? In those days, will I, this is the promise, right? I'm going to do it. He said, I will pour out of my spirit. Did it happen? Did it happen? Go to Acts. Let's see the fulfillment of it. Glory to God. In the book, you're going to Acts chapter 2, but in the book of Luke, you know, he told them after he was raised from the dead, what is it, Luke 24, 49 or so, he said, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. He said, wait. Now, you remember something had already happened. He breathed on them. Anybody remember that? He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. This is before Acts 2, right? Did something happen to them? Oh, yeah. See, up until this point, nobody could be born again. Sometimes we don't realize that the disciples, all the time they walked with Jesus, none of them were born again. You couldn't be born again. But then Jesus, once he had raised from the dead, and the price had been paid and the blood was on the mercy seat, this is the first time anybody had an opportunity. Well, just, I'm moving too fast here. Romans 10, how do you get saved? What do you got to do? You got to confess with your mouth. Jesus is Lord. What else you got to do? You got to believe in your heart. What? God had raised him from the dead. Well, nobody could believe that till it happened. And this is the first opportunity anybody had ever had to believe that. So then he is raised from the dead and they're seeing him for the first time and he breathes on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. But it didn't say, you know, this is before Acts 2. Nothing said about speaking in tongues or any of that. But we see a change in them. Before, they're scared. They're behind locked doors. They're cowering. Now, they're out in the streets. They're telling everybody. They got victory. They're born again. Right? Something happened to them. But then what does he tell them immediately after this? He says, but don't take off yet with your ministries now. You need to wait in the city of Jerusalem until what? Until you're born again? No. Till you get the Spirit in you? No. Until what? Till you be endued with what? Power. 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 This is this anointing upon for power. So next thing you see, that's what they're doing. Hanging out in Jerusalem. Right? Hanging out in the upper room. Not waiting to get saved. They're saved. They believe on Jesus. They believe he's been raised from the dead. And he is their Lord. Right? So what are they waiting on? The promised Spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Promised Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004J. That's R-1004J. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.